praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for all the good things you have done in our lives. Thank you for great blessings we have received from you. Thank you, Lord, for great helps you have given to us. Thank you for how you fought for us in the battles of life, and you make us victorious. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace that is ruling in our hearts and minds. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your prophecies and promises that are coming to pass already in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for prayers we prayed that you answered. And thank you for those prayers you are still going to answer. Be glorified and magnified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you have been dealing with us in this ministry. We thank you for all the teachings and revelations and instructions you have been giving us per time. Thank you for how our lives have been transformed through your teachings and revelations you have given to us in this ministry. We ask, O Lord, that even as we would carry your presence tonight, to seek your face, to pray, to pour out our hearts unto you, O Lord, hear us from your throne. Answer us speedily. Visit us and visit our situations and make ways for us and force your will to happen in our lives. Help us to pray correctly tonight. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will do even more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs before we begin to pray with prayer points. Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, hey, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 Hey, you are Yahweh. King of glory, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Yes, you are the Lord King of Israel Most High. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What is the Lamb? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your majesty, Jehovah. We praise you, Yahweh. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created. Thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power, for Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot function without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take the glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. In all my life, take glory, Father. In all my life, take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with hearts full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. For you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are wonderful, you are holy, oh Lord, you are here, blessing every life. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are here. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Savior, we worship you. You are here. You are here, healing every sick. Oh Lord, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You way maker, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. 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 To the Almighty God. Hallelujah, to the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I have come to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sin and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I come before you today. I come before you today, Lord Jesus. And there's just one thing that I have come to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sin and my shame. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, with a grateful heart, with a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched hand, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, in the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the Lord forever. He is Lord over all principalities. He is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. By your blood you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus the righteous, by your blood, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, 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 the righteous, Jesus, 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 you have conquered all, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you reign over all. Jesus, Jesus, Ancient of Days. Jesus, Jesus, you have conquered all, Jesus, 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 yes, Lord, Jesus, you reign over all. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him, magnify Him, adore Him, glorify Him. Indeed, He has conquered all. He has conquered all. He has conquered all. Worship Him, praise Him. He reigns over all. He controls the universe, all the planets, all the stars, the moon, the sun. He controls time. He controls seasons. He controls the heavens and the earth and the underworld. He is the Almighty God. He is the Most High God. He rules over all. He is the King. And there is no other King greater than Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. King of Israel, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. Miracle worker, we worship You. Mighty healer, mighty redeemer, mighty savior, we adore You, O Lord. You are the Lord, and the Lord is Your name. We worship You, Father. You never change. You never fail. You reign forever. We praise You, Jesus. All power belongs to You. 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 We praise You, Jesus. Only You can have Your way at any time, in any way. Only You can do whatever You want, and no one can question You. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Only You can speak, and it will come to pass. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. You're so full of glory, so full of grace, so full of mercy, so full of love, so full of compassion, so full of signs and wonders. We praise you, Jesus. You are so full of helps. You are the all sufficient God. From within you come all benefits, all benefits, everything we need are in you. Everything we will need, they are in you. Blessed be your holy name. Merciful God, we worship you. You are the one that forgives sins and you remember them no more. You are the one that picks up the life of a man and turns him into greatness. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for how you have taken care of me since childhood till now. Thank you for how you have cared for me since when I entered into this world till this age of mine. Thank you for your caring hands that have cared for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, oh Lord, thank you for your caring hands that have cared for me from the day I was born into this world till this very moment. Thank you for your caring hands that have cared for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for how you delivered me from untimely death. Thank you for how you delivered me from accident. Thank you for how you rescued the parts of my body. If not for your grace and mercy, I would have lost some parts of my body. I would have been crippled. I would have been maimed. I would have been a handicap. I would have been disabled. Thank you for how you cared for me even from my mother's womb till this age of mine. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mighty hand that protected me when I was too weak to fight for myself. Thank you for your mighty hand that defended me when I couldn't defend myself. Thank you, Lord, for how you have helped me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how I escaped deadly diseases. Thank you for how I escaped untimely death. Thank you for how you saved my life. Thank you for how you saved my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make my life a mystery to the forces of hell attacking me. Make my life a mystery. Make the affairs of my life a mystery to the powers of darkness fighting me, such that they won't even understand my life. You need to know that when the enemy cannot understand your life and the affairs of your life, it will be difficult for them to conquer you. And that was why the Bible says that the light shineth in darkness. And darkness cannot comprehend it. That is, darkness could not conquer the light because they could not understand the light. That was why they could not conquer the light. Say, oh Lord, make my life a mystery to the forces of darkness attacking me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make my life a mystery. Make the affairs of my life a mystery. Make my ministry a mystery. Make my calling, my destiny, my marriage a mystery to the powers of hell, to the forces of darkness attacking them. Now, in the name of Jesus, make my life, oh God, a mystery. Make my life too difficult. Make my life impossible to be understood by my enemies. In the name of Jesus, make my life a mystery. Make my life a mystery. Make my life a mystery. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. And darkness could not understand. Darkness could not conquer because they could not understand. Oh Lord, make my life like a light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot understand. Lord, make my life like that. In the name of Jesus, make my life a mystery to the dark kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me an obedient Christian that take heed to your corrections. Say, Father, make me an obedient Christian that take heed to your correction. If you look at the scriptures, you will see Jesus saying things like, either have ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Yeah, either have ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So either have ears means that either have obedient hearts. Yeah. Of course, many people have ears, but this is a different type of hear. Yeah, a hear that once you are being corrected, you obey immediately. So Lord, make me a Christian with an obedient heart that take heed to corrections, that follows your corrections. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make me that kind of Christian. Make me that kind of Christian with an obedient heart, with an obedient ear, with an obedient heart, with an obedient ear. A Christian that gives heed to your corrections. A Christian that obeys your corrections immediately, without questioning, without thinking twice. Make me that kind of Christian. Make me that kind of Christian. Give me an obedient ear. Give me an obedient heart that obeys your corrections. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to follow your directions even when I don't understand. Help me to obey your voice, even when I don't understand. Help me, O Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You don't need to understand God's commands before you do it. You don't need to. You don't need God to explain why you should do it before you do it. Yeah, that is why He's the Lord. He can explain to you after you have done it. But you don't need to wait. I want him to explain. Say, oh Lord, help me to obey your instructions even when I don't understand. Help me to do your will even when I don't understand them. Help me to obey your voice. Help me to follow your voice even when it doesn't make sense. Help me to follow your instructions. Help me to follow your directions. Even when it doesn't make sense to my human wisdom, to my human sense, help me, O Lord, to follow your leadings. Help me to obey your directions, your instructions. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me to abandon my common sense. Help me to abandon my sense knowledge and follow your own sense in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to put aside my own wisdom. Help me to put aside my own senses, my own sense knowledge, and follow your voice. And follow your directions and follow your instructions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace that will enable me hear your voice when you are speaking. Give me grace that will enable me to hear your voice when you are speaking. God is speaking to every one of you every day, every hour, only that you are not hearing. You're going to say, oh Lord, give me grace that will enable me to hear your voice when you are speaking, and that will enable me to know that it is your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace that will enable me to hear your voice when you are talking to me. Give me grace that will enable me to hear your voice when you are speaking to my heart, when you are speaking in my spirit, when you are talking from the midst of my spirit. Give me grace to hear. Give me grace to hear. Give me grace to hear. I don't want to be deaf to your voice. Oh Lord, I don't want to be deaf to your voice. Give me grace to hear your voice when you speak. In the name of Jesus, you create. You are the one that creates. You created me, and you can make me hear you, because you created me. Therefore, you can make me hear you. It's not difficult for you to make me hear you. You did it to many people in the scriptures, and you are still doing it today. Oh Lord, you can make me hear you. Give me that grace. Give me that grace to hear you when you speak. The hashishan tele hadishda beharashte getu zanabala dijishe depende da krishnagla. Give me that grace, Lord. You gave that grace to Samuel, and he was able to hear you. like the voice, like you will have, like you hear the voice of a human being. You gave the grace to Moses. You gave the grace to the prophets. You gave the grace to the apostles. You gave the grace to the Christians, the early Christians in the Bible. Oh Lord, you can do the same in me. Give me the grace that will enable me to hear you when you speak, and that will enable me to know that it is you speaking. Give me that grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you are still going to pray. Yeah, sometimes we don't hear God's voice because our mind is full of noises. Our mind is full of other voices. Yeah. Our mind is full of so many voices in form of thoughts. Thoughts can be silent when it is in the realm of the mind. But in the realm of the spirit, your thoughts, they are loud. In the realm of the spirit, your thoughts, they are voices. They are loud. And any spiritual being can hear your thoughts. Yeah. Especially angels of God. They can hear your thoughts. What you are thinking, they can hear because your thoughts are like sounds in the realm of the spirit. Your thoughts are like sounds. They make noise in the realm of the spirit. So if your heart and mind is so full of noises, negative sounds, that is a different kind of thought that does not align with heaven or the word of God, it will be difficult for you to hear God's voice. So the voice of God will rise from the midst of your spirit into your mind when your mind is so quiet. Yeah, when your mind is so quiet and your mind is fixed on God, on heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to silence every other voice in my mind that is standing against your voice. Oh Lord, give me grace to silence every thought in my mind that is not allowing me to hear your voice when you speak. Give me that grace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Give me grace now in the name of Jesus. Give me grace now to subdue every contrary voice in my mind, in my head, every contrary thoughts in my mind that is stopping your voice from rising in my mind, from speaking to me. Oh Lord, empower me to shut down such noises, such voices, such sounds, such thoughts. Now, in the name of Jesus, every thought, every noise, every voice that is so loud in my life, so loud in my mind,
such that I couldn't hear your voice when you speak. Oh, Lord of hosts, let your grace begin to subdue them now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, shut them down. In the name of Jesus. And empower me to shut them down. In the name of Jesus. Empower me, oh Lord, to shut down every voice and thoughts and noise that is blocking your voice from reaching me, that is making me not to hear your voice. Oh Lord, empower me to shut them down. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is a complete package of redemption, of restoration, of health, divine health, of divine healing, of deliverance, everything that man will need is inside the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's a complete package of God's blessing for mankind, or is a blessing that has all that mankind need. Yeah, the gospel of Christ is a package, is a blessing package that has in it all that mankind need to live, to survive, and to prosper, and to fulfill destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, connect me with all the benefits that is in your gospel for me. All the benefits that is in Jesus for me. All the benefits that is in your kingdom for me. Oh Lord, connect me with them all. In the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, connect me with all the benefits that is in Jesus for me. All the benefits that is in the gospel of Jesus Christ for me. All the benefits that is in the redemption Jesus gave me. All the benefits that is in the salvation Jesus gave me. All the benefits that is in Jesus. Oh Lord, connect me with them. By your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy, connect me with all that is in Jesus for me. My prosperity that is in Jesus, my healing that is in Jesus, my health that is in Jesus. Oh Lord, connect me with them all in the name of Jesus. Revival that is in Jesus, awakening that is in Jesus, transformation that is in Jesus, restoration that is in Jesus. Oh Lord, connect me with them all right now in the name of Jesus. The wealth that is in Jesus for me, the riches that are in Jesus for me. Oh Lord, connect me with them all right now in the name of Jesus. The holiness that is in Jesus for me. The purity that is in Jesus for me. Oh Lord, connect me with them all in the name of Jesus. The wisdom, the power, the understanding, the revelations that are in Jesus for me. Oh Lord, connect me with them now. Connect me with them all right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the glory that is in Jesus for me, the dominion that is in Jesus for me, the authority that is in Jesus for me. Oh Lord, connect me with them all right now. Connect me with them all right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that he ascended on high and he gave gifts to men. That is, Jesus ascended to the highest place and then he gave gifts to men. So there are gifts. I mean spiritual gifts this time around. There are gifts in Jesus for you so that you can continue from where he stopped. So he gave gifts to men so that they can continue the work from where he stopped and return back to heaven. So there are gifts in Jesus for you, spiritual gifts. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with all the spiritual gifts that are in Jesus for me. All the spiritual gifts that are inside Jesus for me. Oh Lord, connect me with them all. Let them begin to manifest in my life. Let them begin to manifest through my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord of hosts, Hashem Tehendi Vidihabalashda, the Hoshisian the Shinigala, connecting with all the spiritual gifts that are in Jesus for me. Oh Lord of hosts, connect me with all the spiritual gifts that are in Jesus for me. Connect me with all the spiritual gifts that are in Jesus for me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, connect me now. Connect me now with the gift of the word of wisdom that is in Jesus for me. Oh Lord of hosts, connect me with the gift of the word of knowledge that is in Jesus for me. Oh God of Israel, connect me with the gift of faith that is in Jesus for me. Oh Lord of hosts, connect me with the gifts of healing that is in Jesus for me. Connect me with the gift of working of miracles that is in Jesus for me. Connect me with the gift of prophecy that is inside Jesus for me. Connect me with the gift of discerning of spirits that is in Jesus for me. Connect me with the gift of diverse kinds of tongues that is in Jesus for me. Oh Lord, connect me now with the gift of interpretation of tongues that is in Jesus for me. Connect me now. Connect me now. In the name of Jesus, connect me now. In the name of Jesus, connect me now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. All the spiritual gifts that are in Jesus for me. Oh, Lord, connect me with them all.
Let them begin to walk through me. Let them begin to function through me. In the name of Jesus, the gift of prophecy, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues, the gift of discerning of spirits, the gift of word of knowledge, the gift of word of wisdom, the gift of working of miracles. Oh Lord, let them begin to walk through me from this hour henceforth. The gift of faith, let them begin to walk through me. Bahashu jedegeremala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some people, they feel like maybe some things in Jesus is not for them. They feel like maybe I am not destined to have that ability that is in Jesus. Maybe I'm not destined to have this, to have that. Yeah, in as much as God has called you to do a work for him that requires that ability, or that requires some spiritual gifts and abilities, then those gifts are for you. Yeah, they are for you. Yeah, and God wants you to earnestly desire them and crave for them, yeah, because you will need those gifts for what he has called you to do. Yeah, so you're going to pray. The best gift that you need, yeah, is that gift that will help your calling to be fulfilled in the earth, that will make you fulfill your calling in a great way. That is the best gift. So when the Bible says that we should earnestly desire the best gift, it's talking about that particular gift that will help the work God has put in your hand to prosper greatly. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, the spiritual gift and ability that is missing in my life, and it's so needed for me to fulfill the assignment you have given to me. Oh Lord, release it now into my life. That spiritual gift that is so needed, so important to the assignment you have called me to do for you on earth. Oh Lord, release it now into my life. Begin to pray like that. The spiritual ability, some of these abilities are not even mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. They are not mentioned. Yeah, there are more spiritual abilities, more spiritual gifts than those nine. Say, oh Lord, that particular spiritual gift that I need to carry out the assignments you have given to me successfully in the earth. Oh Lord, release it now into my life. Release it now into my life. Release it now into my life. Release them now in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual gift that I need to be able to fulfill your calling in my life so gloriously, oh Lord, release them now into my life in the name of Jesus, the spiritual ability, the divine ability, the divine endowment, the divine empowerment that I need to be able to fulfill your calling and assignment in a great way on earth. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. There's a way fear, there's a way the spirit of fear can kill the abilities of God in you. The spirit of fear, there's a way it kills the abilities of God in Christians. Yeah, so you're going to pray that there's a place of boldness. For instance, some people, they have the gift of faith such that they could move mountains, they could bring death back to life. Their faith could literally bring something out of nothing, but they are afraid to exercise those gifts. They are afraid. Yeah, you know, the fear of, what if I say this thing and nothing happens? What if I pray for this person and nothing happens? So fear as a way of caging the abilities of God, of God in us. When God is telling you to prophesy, and then you're saying, well, what if I speak and then people begin, and then there's a negative reaction. Yeah, fear is a limitation to the abilities of God. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of fear that is blocking the manifestation of the abilities of God in me, the manifestation of the gifts of God in me, I command that fear to come out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God is waiting for Christians that will stand like Elisha stood. And Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, this measure of food shall be sold at this price. And it was so as he spoke. Men that are not afraid to stand and speak what God is saying, what God is putting in their heart. Heaven is waiting for such Christians. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from every spirit of fear that is stopping your gifts and abilities from rising from within me, from shining from within me. Deliver me right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I cast out every spirit of fear that is caging my spiritual manifestation, that is caging the manifestation of God's gifts, of God's abilities in me. I cast out that fear. I cast out that fear. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I cast out that fear. I receive the spirit of boldness. I receive the spirit of boldness to manifest the gifts of God in me. I receive the spirit of boldness to manifest the abilities of God in me. Whether anyone agree or not, whether anyone approve or not, I receive the spirit of boldness to manifest the gifts of God in me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that cage spiritual gifts from manifesting is the fear of making mistakes. Yeah, the fear of making mistakes. Yeah, God is not saying that God expects that you will make mistakes as you grow in manifesting His gifts that are in your life. So God and heaven expect that you will make mistakes. Yeah, but they don't expect that you continue to make the same mistake. So that is when you make mistakes and then God corrects you, then you improve. And you make another mistake, He corrects you, you improve. But if you're saying, I don't want to make mistake, I don't want to make mistake, then you can't manifest the abilities of God. You must be ready to make mistakes. And then humble yourself for God to correct you, and then you improve after being corrected. So that is how you grow in manifesting the gifts of God in you. So you must be ready to make mistakes. Yeah, you must be ready to do the worst. Yeah. Because you are not doing it by your strength, you are depending on God. So you're going to pray. The fear of, I don't want to make a mistake, is why many pastors are not yet working miracles. It's why many Christians are not seeing signs and wonders in their life. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust you to the point where I am not looking for perfection in myself. Help me to trust you to the point where I am willing to make mistakes as while trusting you. Help me to trust you to the point where I stop looking for perfection in myself, but trusting you to make me perfect. Lord, help me to do that. To trust you to the point where I stop looking for my own perfection, but trusting that you will make me perfect. Help me, Lord, to trust you like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, hold on, help me to trust you for perfection in the manifestation of my gift, of your gifts in me. Help me, Lord, to trust you for perfection. Help me to stop looking for my own perfection. Help me to trust you for perfection. Help me to stop looking for my own smartness and perfection. Help me to trust you, to depend on you for perfection. As I manifest your gifts in me, help me, O Lord, to be willing to make mistakes while trusting you. Help me to be willing to make mistakes while trusting you. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is what I mean by you willing to make mistakes. I mean that you are willing to make mistakes if God will not help you. I don't know if you get the point. Like, you trust God to the point that you are willing to make mistake if He doesn't help you. It's just like someone that doesn't know how to drive. Yeah, you have never learned how to drive, and you don't even know how to drive, and then they put you at the car seat, at the driver's seat. So you don't know how to drive, and then you just hold the steering, and then you say, God, I don't know how to drive. I've never learned how to drive, but I am ready to, you know, to crash this car, except you help me. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah, you're saying I am ready. Even to have accident, except you help me. I know you will help me. That's why I'm trusting you, but I will not stop this car. And I will not come out of this car. I will drive it, trusting you. And I'm willing to make mistakes. I'm willing to even have accident, except you help me. So that's what I mean by you are ready to make mistakes. That is how to manifest the gifts of God in you. Yeah, by trusting Him completely and not trusting in yourself or in your skill or your ability, by trusting Him to flow through you. Yeah, and you are willing to, you know, just do anything if He doesn't. But that doesn't mean you are not sensitive to Him. Even though you are willing to make mistakes, you are still sensitive to Him, so that once He comes into the picture, then you just surrender and let Him have His way and let Him control and let Him control you. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting the point. Even though you are willing to make mistakes, your spirit is open and sensitive. It's just like someone asks you to come and preach, and then you don't even know what you will say, but you are not going to leave the pulpit, and you're not going to close your mouth. So you are willing to just say something, even though you don't know what you are going to say, but you trust that God will say something through you. Yeah, so that is how to manifest the gifts of God. That is how to prophesy. You don't even know what you will say, but you are trusting that God will flow through you, that God will move through you. Yeah, and you are willing to do it, even though you don't know what you are doing. I don't know how to do anything. I hope you understand. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust you completely so that you can manifest your gifts and abilities through me to bless my generation. Say, Father, help me to trust you completely without fear so that you can manifest your gifts and abilities through me to save my generation, to heal my generation, to revive my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to trust you completely. Help me to trust you completely. Help me to trust you completely so that you can manifest your gifts and abilities through me to save my generation, to restore my generation, to revive my generation, to heal my generation. Oh Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to depend on you. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Whenever I am to do anything for you, help me to look at you and not to look at myself. Help me not to look at my skills. Help me not to look at my experiences. Help me not to look at whatever I know. Help me to look at you. Help me to look for you. Help me to depend on you so much that you can flow through me to bless my generation. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says, can two walk together except they agree? Except they agree. Spiritual gifts and divine abilities is not what you control, is what God controls. Yeah, some Christians they say, I have this spiritual gift, is under my control. Yeah, I have this gift and I can use it right now. I can just prophesy right now. Yeah, so whenever we think or feel that spiritual gifts and divine abilities are under our control, then we have entered into witchcraft, into the realm of witchcraft. Yeah, but when we agree that it is not under our control, but under the Lord's control, then we are in the truth, we are in the light. Yeah. So I said, can two walk together except they agree? So if God is going to use you mightily in the demonstrations of all kinds of spiritual gifts, you and him must agree. Yeah, because he is the one in control. So he's the one that will control those gifts. He's the one that would do it. He's just using you. He's the one that is doing it. He's the one that does everything. The miracles, the healings, he's the one doing them. Yeah, he just wants to use you. Yeah, so that is why you must agree with him. Both of you must be in agreement. There must be perfect alignment, you and him. Then he'll be able to flow through you. Yeah, because he is the one in control, not you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want my entire life, my entire lifestyle, my entire character, attitude, to fall in agreement with you, with your nature, with your mind, with your heart, so that you can flow through me to bless my generation. Let my life agree with you. I want my life to agree with yours. I want my mind to agree with yours. I want my thoughts to agree with yours. Oh Lord, help me. Begin to pray like that. Except there is perfect agreement, your manifestation will be limited. Except you are in perfect agreement with the Lord, your manifestation in calling, in destiny, will be limited or will not even happen at all. So, oh Lord, I want my life to agree with you. I want my entire life to agree with yours. My mind, my attitude, my character, I want them to agree with yours. Oh Lord, make it happen. Make it happen. So that you can flow through me. You can use me to bless my generation, to save my generation, to revive my generation. I want my mind and your mind to agree, to be the same. I want my thoughts and your thoughts to be the same. I want my nature and your nature to be the same, so that you can walk through me, so that you can manifest through me to save my generation, to liberate my generation from captivity. Oh Lord, make it happen. Let there be perfect alignment, perfect agreement, so that you can do your works through me, so that you can do your works through me, in the name of Jesus. Make it happen. Make that agreement happen. Make that alignment happen. Now, let my body agree with your body. Oh Lord, let my spirit agree with your spirit. Let my mind agree with your mind. Let my heart agree with your heart, so that you can walk through me to save my generation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, I think I have shared with you before the day when the Lord told me that I can't do his work. Yeah, he said, I need his spirit to do his work. That on my own, I can't do his work. Now, when he said that to me, I thought like, of course, I need your spirit. I need the Holy Spirit to do your work successfully. I did not fully understand what he meant by, I need his spirit to do his work. Then he now explained, yeah, what he meant by that. Yeah, he said, if a creature that is not an horse, many of you know an horse, in the olden times, people ride on horses to travel. Yeah, Yeah, he said, a creature that is not an horse by nature cannot act like horse. For instance, it is impossible for a dog to act like horse, to move like horse, like horse, to do what horse does. Yeah. So he said, what I mean by you need my spirit to do my work is that you can't do the work. Yeah, it's only me that can do the work. Yeah, so I need to put my spirit on you so that you will just see yourself doing the work. I don't know if you get it. So he said, I need to put my spirit in you, put my spirit on you, so that you can do what you can't do. So that you begin to do what by nature you cannot do. Yeah. Yeah. So he was saying that any animal that is not an horse can act like horse if the spirit of horse comes upon that animal. Yeah. So we need his spirit to do his work, because we by nature cannot do his work. Yeah, you cannot do the things he do. But by his spirit, when his spirit comes on you, yeah, then you begin to do what you cannot do. Yeah. I hope you understand. Yeah, it's just like you are a glove, and then God is the hand, and then God wears the glove into his hands and begin to perform operations. It's just as surgeon performs operations in the theater, they wear the glove in their hands. So you see yourself like the glove, and then see God as the hand that wears the glove. And then God begins to move his hands. So as he's moving his hand, you too, you are moving. As God is operating, you too, you are operating. Yeah, because his spirit has possessed you. I don't know if I'm getting the point. So, you know, the gloves will move anywhere the hand moves. Since the hand is the one in control. Yeah, the hand is the one controlling the gloves. Yeah, so that is what it means. When you carry the Holy Spirit, or when you carry the Spirit of Christ, yeah, or when the Spirit of Christ carries you. Yeah, that is what it means. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put your Spirit on me to do mighty things for you on earth that my nature cannot do. Say, Father, put your spirit on me. The Bible says, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to do many things. You can read it in Isaiah 61. To liberate the oppressed. Yeah. Because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon him. So he could do anything. You're going to say, Father, put your Spirit on me to do mighty things for you that my natural
man, my natural being cannot do. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, put your spirit on me. Lord Jesus, put your spirit on me. Lord Jesus, put your spirit on me to do mighty works for you in the earth that my natural being cannot do. Oh Lord, put your spirit on me to do great works for you in the earth. Great works, mighty works for your kingdom in the earth that my natural being cannot do, that my human nature cannot do. Put your spirit on me. 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 There is nothing that cannot happen under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There is nothing. There's no mountain that cannot be leveled. There's no door that cannot open. There is no dead that cannot come back to life under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There's no miracle that cannot happen under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There is no sickness and disease that cannot disappear under the anointing or by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. All you need is that He will put His Spirit on you. That is all. That is all. Lord, put your spirit on me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, destroy every negative pattern of worship, every negative pattern of prayer, of worship, that I do and is not allowing your spirit to walk through me. Every worship pattern or prayer pattern that I follow that is not allowing me to walk together with your Holy Spirit, oh Lord, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, destroy any spiritual pattern of worship or praying that I do that is not allowing your spirit to flow through me, to walk through me. Oh Lord, put an end to them now. In the name of Jesus, every wrong view I have about worship and praise and prayers and fasting and other spiritual exercises, that is the reason why your spirit is not walking with me. Oh Lord, put an end to them now. In the name of Jesus. Every wrong mindset in me about prayer, about worship, about the things of your kingdom, every wrong mindset in me,
about the things of your kingdom that is not allowing your spirit to walk through me. Oh Lord, put an end to them now. In the name of Jesus. Every wrong mindset, wrong pattern of seeking God, wrong pattern of praying, wrong style of worship, wrong pattern of fasting that is not allowing your spirit to walk through me as it wants to, oh Lord, put an end to them now in my life. In the name of Jesus, teach me how to flow together with your Holy Spirit. Teach me how to walk together with your Holy Spirit. Teach me how to pray, and your Holy Spirit will be the one praying all through. Teach me how to do spiritual exercises by the influence of your Holy Spirit. By the under the influence and under the control of your Holy Spirit. Teach me how to do spiritual things under the control of your Holy Spirit. Teach me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have some people in the body of Christ today who don't understand the ways of God. And what they do is trial and error. I've worked with pastors. Let me not use the word worked with. Yeah, because I did not actually work with them. But let me say, I've happened to witness, to see pastors using trial and error approach in the work of God. That is, they are not sure. They are not sure what God is. They don't know what God is doing. Yeah. So they are not sure what God wants to do. So they just feel like, okay, let's try this way. If something will happen, let us try this one again. If something will happen, let us try organizing a program and let us try doing it this way. Maybe something will happen. Yeah. And many times they get frustrated because little or nothing happened. Yeah. And it is because they don't know the Lord. They don't know the ways of the Lord. Yeah, that is why they are trying many things and see which one will lead to revival, which one will save souls, or which one will produce miracles. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to follow the same apostolic standards and patterns that led to the manifestation of your glory in the Bible, in the scriptures. Help me, Lord, to follow the same pattern the apostles followed in seeking you, in walking with you. Oh Lord, the same pattern that your word has laid down. Lord, help me to pattern my life according to the pattern of your word, so that your glory can be revealed through my life. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to pattern my life according to the Bible patterns, the Bible standards that the men of old followed, and they saw your glory. The Bible standards, the Bible patterns, the apostles and the early Christians followed, and they saw your glory. Help me to follow the same standard. In the name of Jesus, help me to follow the same pattern. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. Do not allow me to be deceived, to think that there's another way different from the Bible way. Oh Lord, do not allow me to be deceived, to believe that there's another approach different from the Bible approach. Lord, do not let me be deceived. Do not let me be deceived. Help me, O Lord, to follow the Bible pattern, to follow the Bible way in everything I do for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have 5 more prayer points. And then we are going to round off the session. Jesus said something in the scriptures. He said, when you pray, go into your room and shut the door behind you. And then he said, your Father that sees in secret will reward you publicly. What does that mean? It means the kind of prayers that produce public rewards, public results, that the prayers done in secret, fastings done in secret. Now God is waiting for Christians that would prevail in secret. Prevailed in the secret place. Yeah, because he had a lot to do for them in the public, in the public place. So the question is, how much have you prevailed in the secret place? Yeah, how much prayers have you done? So if you want God to reveal a great glory in your life in the public, or to reveal a great glory through your life in the public, then have you done enough of prayers in the secret? Yes, that is the pattern. That is the apostolic pattern. What you did with God, you and God, when nobody knows, is what will determine what God will do for you in the public. And at that point, everybody will know. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a strong prayer warrior in the secret place. Make me a prevailing prayer warrior, a prevailing prayer general in the secret place, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, make me a prevailing prayer warrior in the secret place, in the secret place, in the secret place, in the name of Jesus. Make me a prevailing prayer warrior. The hashi shed tedeneke tashbigreya. Make me a prevailing prayer warrior. Make me a prevailing prayer warrior in the secret place. In the name of Jesus, make me a prayer warrior that is able to pray until heaven comes down. Make me a prevailing prayer warrior that is able to pray in the secret until God begins to move in the public to do mighty things. Oh Lord, make me such prayer warrior in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be able to pray with my spirit. Yeah, not many Christians are praying with their spirits. And we are supposed to pray with our spirit. Even we are supposed to worship God with our spirits. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, help me to be able to pray with my spirit. Help me to pray with my spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You might not understand what this prayer means, but just pray like that. So Lord, help me to pray with my spirit. And there's a way you pray with your spirit and you will feel your spirit. You will know that your spirit is praying. Yeah, like it is not your mind. It is not your soul, but your spirit. Say, oh Lord, help me to pray with my spirit. Help me to pray with my spirit. Every time I pray, let it be that I pray with my spirit. When we pray in tongues, we're supposed to do it with our spirit. But some people, they don't pray in tongues with their spirit. I don't know where they get their tongues, but it's not coming from their spirit. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, help me to pray with my spirit. Put on me the anointing that will make my spirit pray every time I kneel down to pray. Every time I am back on prayer, let it be that my spirit is praying. Let it be that my spirit is doing the prayers. Help me to pray with my spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, set my spirit on fire to be able to ascend into the heavenly realms during prayers. You're going to say, Father, set my spirit on fire to be able to ascend into the heavenly realms while I pray. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bahashte lehatevijda. Didehe kuji haradeshte lebelea. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Well, I don't know if you're passionate for that kind of, that level of prayer. I don't know if you desire that kind of prayer life, that you don't even pray on earth anymore. You now pray, you pray from the heavens. You pray from the third heaven. I don't know if you really desire that kind of prayer life. Say, oh Lord, set my spirit on fire to be able to ascend into the heavenly realms while I pray. In the name of Jesus, set my spirit on fire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your passion consume me. David said, the zeal of God's house, the zeal of God has consumed him. Yeah. There's a way the passion of God will consume you, or the passion for God will consume you, and you will forget every other passion and pleasure that is in this world. You will forget every other desire that is in this world. So, oh Lord, let your passion consume me to the point where I forget the passions of this world, the pleasures of this world. Let your passion consume me. I'll begin to pray like that. Let your passion consume me. Passion for your kingdom. Passion for the things of your kingdom. Passion for intimacy with you. Passion for the things that are in you. Oh Lord, let your passion consume me such that I forget every passion that is in this world, such that I forget every pleasure that is in this world, every desire that is in this world. Let your passion consume me. I believe you're praying. Let your passion consume me. Let your passion consume me. Apostle Paul said, he said he labored night and day. So he said at night he's laboring for the kingdom. In the day he's laboring for the kingdom. So that man hardly rest, because the passion of God has consumed him. Let your passion consume me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You see, a lot of Christians are going to be so disappointed when they leave this world. Yeah, because there will be no place for them in heaven. There will be no place for them in heaven. Yeah, because they were ashamed of God and His kingdom on earth. Yeah, so heaven will be ashamed of them. That is, heaven will not be able to tolerate them. Yeah. You're going to pray that the Lord will help you to cut off many things that have replaced the things of God in your life. Many things that have taken the place that the things of God should occupy in your life. Yeah, all the flashy things in the world that is calling for your attention, and that is all that you're always thinking about. That God will help you to cut them off. So you're going to pray Joseph, Hannah, help me to cut off from my life everything that is getting my attention, drawing away my attention from your things, from your heart, from your will, from your presence. Oh Lord, help me to get rid of them. I'll open your mouth and begin to pray like that. We have no excuse when you leave this world. You will have no excuse. Say, oh Lord, help me to cut off the things that are distracting me from focusing my heart on you, from focusing my mind on you. Help me to cut them off. And mind you, heaven does not respect anybody. Well, your pastor might respect you, but heaven will not respect any man. Say, oh Lord, help me to get rid of things that is taking your place in my life, taking the place of your things in my life. Help me to get rid of them. All the pleasures of this world taking my time, taking my focus, taking my attention, getting my attention. Oh Lord, help me to get rid of them all. Everything I so much think about, things I so much value, that has drawn me away from you, that have drawn me away from your heart, from your will, from your mind, from your things. Oh Lord, help me to get rid of them all. In the name of Jesus, help me not to get rid of them. Help me to make you the first and the highest priority in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. King of Israel, we worship and bless your name, for there is none like you. You are above all. You are greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all. We worship you, Father, for there is nothing you cannot do. You open doors no one can shut. You shut doors no one can open. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power in this place. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you stretch forth your hand and begin to touch everyone right here, right now. Everyone who have joined in this prayer. Oh Lord, I ask that you stretch forth your hand and begin to touch everyone right now. In the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand begin to touch everyone right now. In the name of Jesus, as you are touching your people, let all that darkness have done and all that darkness is doing in their lives begin to disappear. Right now, in the name of Jesus, all that witchcraft have done in their lives, all that witchcraft is doing, let your mighty hand crush them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the grace of God shall be real in your life. The grace of God shall do real things in your life. Every time you express your trust in God, your dependence on God, you shall see the power and the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in whatsoever way you express your trust and absolute dependence on God, total reliance on God, in whatsoever way you express it, immediately you do that, you shall see the power of God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts shall stand to defend you. The Lord of hosts shall stand to fight for you. The Lord of hosts shall stand to help you. In the name of Jesus, henceforth you shall be stronger than your enemies. You shall be stronger than your weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, every door the enemy have shut against you shall now open effortlessly before you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall not only experience divine healing, but God shall begin to use you to heal many others out there from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.